Now we're back in the rejection of Messiah, talking about three things that the rejection of Messiah did. First, it brought about salvation, verse 26, and then 27 through 29, it revealed the sovereignty of God. And this is kind of an interesting section. Let's just read those. In verse 27, it says, "For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, recognizing neither him nor the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled these by condemning him." So God took the actions of man and he used them to fulfill the prophecies concerning Christ. Now these guys didn't know that they were fulfilling prophecy. They had no idea. And Luke brings out the irony of the situation in this context. He says they recognized neither him nor the utterances of the prophets which are read every Sabbath. So here are these guys, they're reading the prophecies every Sabbath. Yeah, right on, right on. And they go out and fulfill them without even knowing about it. You see the irony of the situation? And that's what Paul and Luke writing it down, but Paul is telling them the irony of the situation is they were fulfilling the very prophecies they read every Sabbath. Now, the last thing the rejection of Messiah did, it displayed the victory of the Son. In verse 30 and 31, we note again that God raised him from the dead, verse 30, "and for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, the very ones who are now his witnesses to the people." So, displayed the victory of the Son. Remember, one of the major themes of Acts, again, is the divine reversal of human actions. And that's what we have in verse 30 and 31. God completely reversed man's actions. They put him to death in a manner that was the ultimate indignity. They hung him on a tree. God reversed that and raised him up again. Now look at verse 31. And we have another emphasis on the fact that this is a historical fact. Verse 31, "and for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem." It's a historical fact. Go ask these guys. And he goes on to say, "the very ones who are now his witnesses to the people." So Paul is saying, as he did in 1 Corinthians 15, he appeared to all these people. Go ask them. In 1 Corinthians, he says, a lot of these guys are still alive. You can ask them. It's a historical fact that Jesus returned from the dead. All right, we'll stop here now. And next time, we'll look at the proclamation of the gospel in verse 32 through 41. We'll pick up there in verse 32 next week. Father, thank you again for your word. Thank you for the book of Acts, this inspired church history. Please help us remember that when we read this, we're reading not only a theological dissertation, but we're reading a story that actually took place in space and time and in history. And this story is more than just a historical account. It has theological significance, because when Jesus Christ, your Son, died on the cross, he paid the penalty for our sins. It's in his name we pray. Amen.